Hello, backstage. This is Singing with a Siren, lesson number 4. So thank you so much for listening to my past lessons. And for those of you that have been doing the lessons and trying the things and practicing and all that stuff, I hope that these have been helpful. And I hope that you're growing in your vocal abilities. And thank you so much for listening. So if you have any questions, concerns about your voice, feel free to PM me or to comment below in the audios, and I will do my best to assist you in whatever you need. Now, I understand that not every voice is the same, and some voices are going to need more things than others. So if there's certain things that I've touched on a little bit that you're like, I really would like to know more about that, just let me know. All right, so we've talked about breathing. I've given you some warm-ups to try. We've talked about alignment. Now, today we're going to talk a little bit about vocal health and hygiene. It's really important for you to make sure that you're using your voices in a healthy way and that you're taking good care of your voice, because your voice, like any other muscle in your body, needs care. If you overuse it, underuse it, then it's just not good for it. So I'm hoping to give you some tips and some things to avoid, and hopefully these help you out. Now, I understand that sometimes you can't help that you have to do something that maybe is not the best for your voice and whatnot. Sorry, I hope you didn't hear my stomach growling. Ugh, I'm hungry. So yeah, I understand that there's exceptions, or you're just like, you know, I have to do it like this, or I don't really care. And that's fine. That's your choice. I'm just, you know, putting these out there as like a friendly reminder and just kind of like a thing for people to learn from if they want. But you totally can take it or leave it. It's up to you. But these are the facts, and I will let you know things. Okay, so vocal health. If you ever feel like something's wrong in your voice, there's 3 different doctors that you can go to help with things. There's 3 different people you can go to. And yeah, the first one is a doctor. They're a laryngologist. I hope I'm saying that right. I should know how to say that. Or EMT. Let's just call them EMT. So they're a doctor, and they look at the physical aspect of your voice. Or you can go to a speech pathologist, and they work to correct the functionality, the organic functionality of your voice. They teach you basically how to use your voice, how to make sound. Or you can go to a voice teacher. And how we're a bit different is we work with a consistent breath flow. So we understand the voice, we hope to give good technique and all those things. So just letting you know, if you feel anything really funny with your voice, if something doesn't feel right, you'll know what feels normal and what doesn't. So please find any of those and we will help you out. That's just a little like PSA for you. So I could get into... I could dig into vocal trauma and, symptoms and all those things. I don't think that's really necessary for right now, because I don't want to scare anybody, and I don't really think it's really not necessary to go into those things. But if you do have questions and concerns about that kind of area of your voice and that kind of health part, just let me know and we can talk through things. That's more of an individual thing. But what I want to give you today are some tips and talk through some things that maybe you shouldn't do with your voice, and then things we're going to do instead. So I have a sheet. I got it from my vocal pedagogy class. So I've been taking it ever since, you know, whenever it's offered. It's basically a class on the science of the voice and how to teach and the study of it and all that. And it's fascinating. I think it's really fun. And so my teacher gave me this really cool handout that I'm just going to read through and help to explain it to you. And we're just going to see, these are just some tips to help you use your voice more healthily and some things to avoid, okay? So number 1, the thing to avoid, On the list. There's at least 20 things, but we're going to start at number one. So, number one, avoid coughing and throat clearing. So, if you cough for a long time, if you throat clear all the time, stuff like that, eventually, after a while, your voice is going to get tired of that. And we know this. We've felt this before. We got a really bad cold. At the end of the day, your voice is just tired of coughing. So, instead, what you can do is you can swallow the cough. You can try to. You can sip water. Or you can clear with a huff of air, which sounds like this. So basically, you're just giving a huff of air in between your vocal folds. So if you go on Google and you search vocal folds, you'll see what your voice looks, what the physical part of your voice looks like, what the vocal folds, as we call them. They are, some people call them vocal cords, but the more correct term is vocal folds. So, what happens when you speak, and you can find videos of it, is your vocal folds will cleanly kind of come together like a wave. But if you cough, they'll hit, they'll kind of hit together. And if you do that after a long time period of time, it's going to get sore. So, those are the things you can do instead. Number two, avoid yelling, cheering, or screaming. Just like with coughing and throat clearing, your vocal folds will hit together a lot if you yell or scream a lot of the times. And I know that for some of us, maybe we don't care if we do that or not, and that's fine, that's up to you. But instead, you can use non-vocal sounds to attract attention. You can clap, you can whistle, you can ring a bell, you can make noise with noisemakers, whatever. You know, and there's nothing wrong with, like, you know, if you wanna, woo, you know, like that or something, instead of yelling. It's a little easier on your voice. And, you know, it's not like if you yell once, you're gonna wreck your voice forever. But just be aware that if you do it over long periods of time, you're gonna hurt some things. So just be aware of that, and yeah. Number three, avoid talking in noisy environments, like bars, like restaurants, all those things. It's really hard, especially if you like to go out and do things, but at the end of the night, your voice is going to be gone, because you've been talking too loudly and trying to talk over the music or the crowd. So instead, try to reduce the background noise, sit and face close to the person you're talking to, okay? Number four, avoid holding the breath. This is going to tie into number eight on the list, but avoid holding your breath. Instead, make sure you're breathing properly. Not only is that good for you, breathing-wise, but it's good for your voice, because if you hold onto your breath, you create tension in your throat area, and you don't want that. Number five, avoid speaking during strenuous activities like working out. Don't talk during your workouts. It's a lot of pressure building up. So just avoid that. Wait until your breathing system can accommodate your vocal production. Number six, avoid singing after these activities. Same with number five. Just wait until you're calmed down to do that. Number seven, avoid speaking with little pitch variance. So if you speak in the same pitch all the time, not going up or down, what's going to happen is that you're not going to stretch your voice to its capabilities. So it's like if you were to raise your arm only at a certain level and not raise it any higher. If I only raise my arm up to my head and not past my head, my muscles are going to become weaker because I'm not using them to their full capability. It's just like with your voice. So instead of speaking like this, you want to speak highs and lows of your voice so that it can stretch, okay? Number eight. Avoid glottal attacks. This ties back into number four with holding the breath. So glottal attacks are things like that, where the vocal folds come together really fast, and and the air doesn't go through. So it's just not a clean sound. So allow the breath to help carry the sound, not the muscles, okay? And number nine, avoid speaking beyond a natural breath cycle. So if you talk really, 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 you just keep talking and you keep going until you absolutely can't breathe anymore, It's just not good for your breath. So take a breath when needed to maintain an even breath flow. That's going to help with your singing. Because that if you do that, it creates tension in your sound. If you don't breathe and you just keep going, that's going to create tension in your neck and your body. So don't do that. Number 10, avoid tension in the upper body. We want to avoid tension in all of our bodies, but we definitely don't want any tension in the upper body, because that, you know, in our throats, and that's where the voice sits inside the larynx. So we want to make sure that this part of our body is nice and flexible. Okay. Number 11, avoid overuse. We overuse our voices all the time. If you talk all day and then at the end of the day you don't have a voice, that's overuse. So rest is key. Vocal rest is key. Vocal rest is really hard. I've had to do it a few times to prepare myself for big recitals. It's hard, but you will thank yourself at the end. Because your voice is precious. You only have one voice. You want to make sure that you take very good care of it. Number 12, avoid ignoring prolonged symptoms of vocal strain. So like I said, you know the people you can ask, consult your doctor. If anything feels funny to you, just be safe with your voice. Number 13, avoid exposing your voice to excessive pollution and dehydrating agents. So smoke outside, inhaling gasoline or any kind of like pollutional kind of things, like cigarette smoke, things like that. It's best to just avoid those things, not only for your voice, but for your body as well. If you do them anyway, that's fine. That's your life. But if you want to make sure that you have a healthy voice, we don't want those kinds of things, okay? And make sure that you're hydrating yourself. You're drinking plenty of water to help. Number 14, avoid whispering. Whispering is actually just as bad for your voice as screaming is. It's kind of like a silent scream, really. So instead of going, "Hey, siren," instead use a soft vocal tone. So, "Hey, siren," just soft things like that, okay? Number 15, avoid speaking in the vocal fry. The vocal fry is way down here, and it's just, the problem with the vocal fry is that you're not allowing the breath to move through your vocal folds, therefore it's not making them come together cleanly. So it's pretty much just like speaking with little pitch variants at number 7. You want to make sure that you're stretching your vocal folds. You're making sure that you make them more flexible, okay? Number 16, avoid singing during illness, which I know is hard. If you need to sing or if you need to do something when you're sick, just be more careful with your voice. Make sure that you are taking really good care and that you're not straining anything, okay? So, you know, rest is just the best thing for you. So, definitely. Number 17, avoid singing after massage. So, if you get a massage and you need to sing right away, just wait. You wouldn't get a massage and then run a half marathon, would you? No, your muscles would be too loose and too relaxed, right? The same thing with singing. You just wait until the next day to sing. I don't know if that's really relevant for anybody here. It might be, but this is on my list. Just gotta read it. eating tips. So we're gonna get into some eating tips and some behavioral tips. Okay. So, mucus thickeners. We want to avoid mucus thickeners. Yes, it's good to have mucus on our vocal folds. In fact, there is a layer of mucus that's on them already that helps them to vibrate and helps them to come together smoothly and cleanly. So that, you know, when you're sick or maybe if you are really dry and you don't have that mucus covering, that's why it's a little bit harder for you to talk or sing, is because you don't have that covering on there. We want to avoid mucus thickeners like dairy products, chocolate, soft drinks, and some citrus drinks, citrus fruits. It's not that you can't have them, it's just you would want to avoid having these things right before you sing or whatever. You can have them the day before. I've had oranges in the morning. I'm fine with that. But those are just some things to avoid. Dehydrating agents, we want to avoid. are caffeine, alcohol, mint gums and candy, mouthwash, and gargles. So, we want to make sure that before we sing, we don't have any of those kinds of things. Now, I'm not saying that you can't ever eat these things, but like I said, if you're going to be having a sing, if you're going to be doing things, you want to avoid those things right before you sing, because you don't want to be dehydrated when you're singing, because you can strain something that way. You want to just make sure that you're taking good care of your voice, okay? And then these are just some tips, for behavioral tips, when flying and when sleeping. If you find that you get really dry when you're in your house, if you live in a place that's got a very dry kind of climate, use a humidifier. You can put some petroleum jelly inside of your nostrils. That helps kind of keep yourself moisturized and things like that. Excuse me. When you're flying, drink plenty of water and avoid the air above. It's really just avoid it. It's so dry. And if you can, if you can keep a moist towel near your nasal passages, that would be great. But if you can't, you know, do what you can. Definitely. So those are some of the things that you can do to help your voice. Just a few other things. Avoid cold medicine. Cold medicine does not mix well with your voice. It would be best if instead of using cold medicine, you can use natural things, like maybe, you know, just getting your vitamin C, getting your zinc. I've heard thieves oils is really good. Getting plenty of honey and lemon if you're feeling sick in that way. But see, cold medicines, they attack the symptoms, but they don't attack the real problem of things. So it's best to avoid those. Plus, they are dehydrating agents. They will dehydrate you a lot. So avoid cold medicine. Don't take Advil or aspirin right before you're going to sing. Those are blood thinners, and they will thin the veins in your voice, and it makes it much more easy for you to hurt something in that way. So please avoid those. I found that one time I was in a lot of pain, and I had to perform, and I was like my back, the muscles were completely out, and I felt like I couldn't support myself. I was in so much pain, so I took some Tylenol before I got on stage, and I've talked to a lot of other singers and teachers, and they've found that Tylenol doesn't affect your voice. So if you need to take something, take Tylenol instead. So that's basically, I'm just checking over my notes, make sure I got everything. I have underlined really, really a lot. Get your rest. Rest is super important to maintaining a good vocal health, routine. Make sure that you go to bed at a decent hour. Make sure that you are just taking care of yourself, that you're exercising, you're eating healthily, all of those kinds of things. And you know, I get it. Everybody's lifestyle is different. Some people may not be able to do some of these things, and some people may be able to do them, and that's cool. But just remember to just have good vocal health. And if you have any questions about your voice, anything that you maybe don't understand that you'd like me to expand upon, let me know. Please comment or message me with anything. So thank you so much for listening, and happy singing, everyone.